On today's Friday edition of Farm Time, part two of my conversation with former Ag Secretary John Block concerning changes in his life and agriculture, all in his new book.
Oh, man, it's just not anywhere near the same. And my dad was picking corn by hand and throwing it into a wagon. So there's nothing like that today. Our combines, 8-row rows or 12 rows, and just shelling it and augering it in to another carrier wagon, and then that's augering it into a trailer truck, and off it goes to the elevator. Everything is different. And then the other things that I did, I mean, I hadn't planned it this way, but I was going to go to college, and my parents wanted me to go to college. They'd both tried to go in the 30s, and they had to quit. They didn't have enough money to do it. On a train and truck, I ended up going to West Point to take the exam, and 2 weeks later I got a message back from him, and he said, well, you did it, you passed it. So I went to West Point, jumped out of airplanes with the 101st Airborne Division, but then I came back to the farm. That was where I really wanted to be.
Well, since then, sir, of course, again, as we've mentioned before, and many are well aware, Director of Ag in Illinois and then USDA Ag Secretary, but your love for the farm, your passion for agriculture remains the same.
That always pulled me back to the farm. Not that I didn't do other things, I did, but even when I was Secretary of Agriculture, I'd get back a little bit, harvest and two or three or four other times or five, and had big farm events on my farm each year, inviting members of Congress and corporate agriculture to come by. And I had the French Minister of Agriculture was over there, and the Prime Minister of France, he came. And the Vice President, he was riding the combine with me. Listen, it was a great time.
The information you heard today and also in my conversation with John aired this past Monday, all in the book, Pigs, Politics, and Persistence. I have an autographed copy, and it's a good read. I'm Mike Perrine.